Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4782.
Identify a person who has significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say probably my father. Basically, he kind of let me, he gave me room to fail. He's always been there for me, but just gave me enough room to do my own thing. I'd say that's pretty, I liked his style of raising me, so I'd say probably him.
What do you aspire to be?
Professionally speaking?
Yes.
A pilot. Yeah. Rotary wings, so helicopters.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
A decent one. I like to think so. I don't think I have parameters where I could exactly describe, you know, this is who I am and this is who I'm not, because I'm not 100% sure of that yet. but yeah, I'd say a pretty decent human being, you know, pretty much live by the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated, and that's pretty much what I do.
What types of things make you happy?
Oh, not working. The weekends. I don't know. I really enjoy just going out and, I don't know, camping, or I do like skydiving or anything kind of, you know, blows your hair back. I don't know. What makes me happy? Just, I don't know, completing something I set out to do. I'm a very checklist type of person. So I like getting things done.
So on the flip side of that, what makes you sad?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't, if I'm upset or I am sad, I just stop doing that. I don't know. I haven't really been sad in a long time, to the truth. You can control 100% how you feel. So if I'm upset, I just stop feeling upset and I think about something else and wake up the next day and you feel better. So I don't know.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I kind of had older parents raised me very hands-off, but, you know, they were kind of always on the outskirts. They just kind of let me raise myself, and they'd step in where need be. I had two sisters. We grew up pretty close. Of course, hate each other then, but we're pretty close now. I don't know. It was pretty average, you know, normal upbringing, I think. I have no huge complaints with it.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
From everyone else? No, there is no specific attribute that will distinguish me from everybody else. I'd say I try to be very persistent. And whatever I do, if I set out to do something, I try to stick to it, you know, even if, you know, you get a couple bumps along the way and just keep going. But no, I mean, there's nothing too special. I enjoy some art. I draw a little bit, paint. But again, that's not too distinguishable.
So what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Well, probably determination. The ability to be content and not take things for granted, I think, is probably one of the most admirable things you can do, is remembering what you have, step back, and be like, you know what, whatever these problems are, they're not real problems, you know, they're not a huge deal. I would say probably that.
So would you say that's the kind of value that your parent instilled in you that you would want to pass on to your own children?
I don't know if they instilled it in me, but I would definitely like to pass it on, yes. Just take measure every now and again and, you know, be thankful for whatever you have. It could be worse.
So you mentioned you're close with your family. How do you like to spend time with them?
Oh, man. I don't know. Barbecues. Over a few drinks. I don't know. I don't know, probably just hanging out. Nothing too crazy. I mean, like I said, they're a bit older. Everyone's doing their own thing now, kind of in different cities. So just getting together and catching up is pretty much how we like to hang out.
So what were some activities that you enjoyed with them in your childhood?
Probably sports. My parents were big in, since they were older and had nothing better to do than raise their children, which I thought was very admirable. They were always our like coaches of our teams, and they were very involved in sports. I think it 'cause it gave them something to do, but that was pretty much what the activities we were involved in growing up.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was the gift so special to you?
Oh man, I don't know what age it was, but my father just stopped doing Christmas presents. He would just give us money. And I would say though that was always the best, solely because it started teaching me like the value of it and how to pretty much I could do things with it, but you know, it goes away. It was a kind of younger age, which you didn't need to get money at, but that was probably the best gift. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're an artist, or at least like to dabble in art. Do you read?
I do, yes.
So what is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
No favorite literary characters. I haven't read any books in a while. I would say back in college, my favorite book was probably Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. Let's see, what was that other question we had here? I will try to answer that a little bit
What
better.
types of books?
Oh, I've gotten into a lot of, I don't know, they're more like manuals, and I like to learn things when I read. I got kind of got away from novels. I didn't like reading stories as much once I got older, so I don't know. I started teaching myself accounting and I don't know, weird stuff like that. It's not like they're enjoyable reads, but I get a lot out of them. It's kind of the stuff I read now.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The new Jurassic Park, and yes, it was very good. I thought they did a good job of tying in the old ones. And I mean that Chris Pratt, right?
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I really don't like to watch sports. Growing up playing them a lot, it would bother me sitting down. I would feel lazy. Like I would rather be out there doing that than just sitting here. They look like they're having a great time. But if I had to, I enjoy football, or like World Cup soccer. That's probably the most enjoyable to watch if I have to.
Not the boring soccer, just the World Cup
Yeah, just
soccer.
World Cup. That's the interesting one.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I don't think I have hobbies. Right now it's probably just work on my house and I don't know, around the yard. It sounds kind of lame, but I don't know. I just became a homeowner like a year ago, so I'm just having a blast when I can build a shelf. Yeah, I'm like, this is awesome. But I don't know, just going out with some friends, you know, grabbing some drinks or something. Nothing too crazy. If I had just money and time, I'm sure I'd have all the hobbies. But that's a luxury I don't have right now.
Yeah, time is hard to come by. So you mentioned that you like to dabble with art. So do you consider yourself a creative person? And if so, how else do you express your creativity?
I mean, I would say somewhat, yeah. I've recently got into a lot of carpentry and woodworking. I just built some like wine racks. I guess that's another thing that kind of keeps me busy. You know, just getting in the garage after you get home from work, just building some stuff. Really just to pass the time. But yeah, it's fun. I'd say that.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk you have taken, or an ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Oh, a significant experience. I would say going through OCS for the Army. It took about a year and a half. I don't know. That was pretty crazy. It was kind of a gamble. It was like a 2 to 3 year gamble when I started getting into it because I wanted to become a pilot, and that was kind of the avenue, but it was not guaranteed. And if I didn't get it, I would have had to go a different direction, and it would have not been good. But
Only interested if you got to fly.
yeah, but that was not guaranteed, so I was doing. It was a long gamble, but it turned out pretty well. Looked out.
So choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, who you would like to interview and why.
Oh man. That's a good question, and I would need to take more time on that. I didn't come prepared for that one, but I'm sure there I could get a good one. I just don't have it right
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Okay, I would say probably 7th grade. I met what became my best friend, which we were not best friends until years later, but this is kind of how I met the guy. We were going back from football practice. It was like middle of the day because we were in middle school. And we were going to lunch, and we were just all still sweating out in the, the heat on an asphalt parking lot. And I don't know, for whatever reason, we got in trouble, and we were down like doing push-ups and like having to hold these push-ups, and everyone's miserable and just wanting to get in. And these coaches are just like reaming us, and something he said, something, you guys think y'all are cool? And we're just pissed. And then out of nowhere, this kid says, "My mom thinks I'm cool." And everyone just busts out laughing. And of course, we got in a lot more trouble, and everyone was pissed after that. But I always remember that. That kid's awesome. And years later, we became best friends. So that was probably the best first impression I can remember.
So, recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
We'll just go back to the old OCS example. It's the right thing because it worked out. Yeah, it was a risk because there was a very big chance I wasn't going to get to do what I wanted to do, but had to try. So probably that one.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Oh man, probably I don't know, traveling. I like seeing new places and maybe on a beach or snow skiing. I don't know, something else.
What is your approach to life?
I don't think I have that totally figured out yet, but it's definitely kind of what I was mentioning earlier. Just don't take things for granted. Be thankful for what you have. No worries. It just let it roll off. You're gonna have good days and bad days, but you can determine how that day ends up, so just let it go. Life's too short.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Probably my father pinning me after my OCS graduation at the state capitol, because he was an officer as well when he was younger. So that was probably it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly. I mean, pretty standard.
Why do you enjoy Monopoly?
I don't know, it was challenging, and it could take forever. So it kept you thinking.
What's the craziest thing you have ever done?
I would say there was this, when I was traveling a little bit after, when I was younger, I was in Acapulco, Mexico, and I got, like, addicted to bungee jumping, which is not a good thing to get addicted to. And I just kept doing that because, like, on your every fourth one, you got a free jump. I was like, well, the savings, I have to do it. So, just doing that a lot was probably pretty stupid, but it was a blast.
What's the first thing you do every morning?
I wake up and I let my dog out and I have some coffee and just get on the computer, do some work or some research.
What is your favorite season and why?
I don't know. Spring or fall, just because it's not too cold, not too hot. I don't have a favorite, really, I guess.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I was invisible, I don't know. I would just go on into all the places that are just way too expensive to get into, and I would just go see what was so great about them. I don't know. Like, think of some kind of exhibit or just some, like, all these yacht parties. I'd just go see what I couldn't get into and be like, oh, that's really not a big deal, or okay, I totally get it, but I don't know, I don't have a specific thing. Probably, I don't know, the Louvre or all the fancy museums, just go see everything for free.
Why did you choose project management as your line of work?
Don't know, it's a means to an end right now. It's probably it'll be the pilot, hopefully one day, and I can answer that question. And that's specifically because it'll provide me the opportunity to work and travel. Like if I want to find a 6-month contract job in Greece or something, I'm be like, I'm gonna do that and go live in Greece for 6 months.
So would you say that's what you find most interesting about flying?
Yeah, the free. Well, I hate being stuck behind a desk, and gotta work throughout life. So I thought I would rather have a desk like a mile high in the air and get a great view if I was gonna have to do it. I don't know. I just don't want to be stuck in an office for the rest of my life.
So if you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with regards to work, family, and travel?
Let's go back to the Greece scenario. We're just gonna have a bungalow in Greece. Maybe fly 3 days out of the week. I definitely do want kids one day. I don't know, the wife thing is, I don't know about that. That I'm still wrestling with. I'm not opposed to the idea. I feel like I'm too young to be responsible or give that enough thought. So I don't know. It's all there. It's all in the back of my mind.
So, what would you consider a romantic evening?
Oh man, just a, I don't know, just a quiet time over some like Italian food. I don't know, at a brasserie. They've got some good ones here. I won't say the place, but I don't know, just some good music and conversation. Just laughing the whole time, eating, drinking some wine. Nothing too crazy, very simple, but sometimes simple is better.
So, what qualities would you potentially look for in your mate?
I definitely someone who is driven and independent, who also, has a lust for life and likes to laugh and doesn't take things too seriously. Pretty much somebody that I can always laugh with. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Due to the nature of future work, the reality of a, untimely death is ever present when you're flying. There's a lot that can go wrong. And the realization that I did absolutely want kids one day was a very big, I don't know, realization in my life. So I thought this was a way to kind of put that stress in the back of my mind, because you're stressed out enough when you're up there. Just you got to find ways to stay as calm as possible and, keep your head on straight. And I thought that was one way to just kind of limit that just a little, just take that off the plate.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I don't know. Just be true to yourself and, be faithful to that. That's what probably is the most important thing, is just staying true to who you are and being happy with that.
This concludes donor audio interview 47782.